Hello, everyone. It's Regina Coley. Pardon the extra sounds. I'm in my car. And you know, I'm a business on the go. I got to be in the car making stuff, home making stuff. When an idea hits, you just got to go. You got to be ready. So today I'm talking to you from a leadership topic, which is uber important. No matter what stage of life you are in, you may be saying to yourself, I'm not even in a leadership position. Guess what? It doesn't matter. You can still acquire leadership skills so that when a position becomes available, you got the skill set to match, okay? So today's topic is those who show up, go up. And it's the power of commitment. And we talk about personal powers. So one of the things is that I've encountered owning a nonprofit organization is that I always consistently have people who do not show up. I have people who don't show up for board meetings. I have people that don't show up for volunteer opportunities. I have students who sometimes don't show up for programs. And it all boils down to commitment. And it's something that has to be taught. And it's something that I have as a very high expectation because it's not something that everybody does. And when we look at success and we look at sometimes why we haven't reached our goals or why we don't have what we think we should have, we have to look back to commitment. Did we follow through with everything that we said we were going to do? Or did we follow through with everything that we said that we should do? And if your answer is no, likely it is that you haven't reached one of those goals because you didn't follow through on a very important commitment. When you take out credit, you have a commitment to pay your debtor every month, the minimum payment. When your credit score is jacked up, it's because you did not follow through on one of your commitments, which was to pay on time. When you look at, oh, why did I get passed for this promotion? You had a commitment to be to work on time, to give your best, to follow through with everything that was on your job description, and then some. Look at areas on your job, maybe where you didn't commit. But the most important, I think, because I'm a nonprofit executive, is those things that don't require a paycheck or those things that don't affect your personal credit or life, which is like volunteering. So you can show up, you can sign up to volunteer for something and then just not show up. And there is no repercussion for it because it was simply a volunteer opportunity. No money was lost on your end, or, you know, you just may feel like, well, I wasn't really 100% obligated to be there. It just speaks to your character when you are able to commit to things. And this weekend, I had the pleasure of attending the Activate Conference in Atlanta, which is put on by somebody that I love and adore, Miss Lucinda Cross. And honestly, at the beginning of the morning, I was really feeling like, you know what? I don't feel like going today. I really don't. I did not feel like going. I wanted to stay at home with my children. I was relaxing. I was in my pajamas. The house was like a beautiful temperature. It just felt cozy. I had my coffee. And I was coming up with every excuse in my mind not to go. I could save on gas. I don't have to pay for parking. Like, I was coming up with every reason. Like, oh, this is really beneficial because I'm really, you know, in fact, saving money when, in fact, what I was doing was about to talk myself out of a blessing because I had the opportunity to meet so many amazing people while I was at this conference and network with folks that, you know, I had followed on social media for years and just finally had the opportunity to meet. That would not have happened had I not shown up. So there is power and showing up for things because you never know what can come out of just your commitment to be there. And it really is an opportunity to grow when you do. So if you have not been following through on your commitments, you've been saying to yourself, you know, doing that small talk in your head, telling yourself 1,001 reasons why you should not be someplace, let me go ahead and correct that today. You have got to show up if you want to go up. If you are ready to transition into your next level and to your next season of success, you got to show up. Whether you are a high schooler, showing up for school, showing up for class, especially showing up for those volunteer opportunities if you don't have a job, because you got to put stuff on your resume. When you're in college, please show up to class. That was one place that I felt like, nah, I'm paying this tuition. I cannot show up today. Guess what? Don't have the most beautiful GPA when you graduate, it's because you didn't show up to class. You didn't show up for, you know, club meetings or social activities. Get involved, folks. There are so many people that need your skill set, your ideas, your voice, your presence. You got to be there because somebody is on the other end waiting and needs something that you have inside of you. And when you don't show up, you really do a disservice to the other person that really needed what you had at that day. Whether it was a word of encouragement, whether it was your smile, whether it was a funny joke, you never know what somebody is really, really in need of. And sometimes we underestimate our own selves and our ability to really be powerhouses. Man, I'm telling you, I'm a powerhouse. I'm going to commit to that. And I just hope that you find the powerhouse in you and commit to that because people need it. Stop thinking that you don't have, you know, anything to offer to the world. Yes, you do, sweetheart. Everybody on the planet has something of value. You have just got to get inclined with what your thing is and know it like you know it like you know. And even if you don't know it like you know, still step out and try it and give the world what you have to offer today. Show up so that you can go up. All right? I hope you've been blessed by today's message. For this and other audios, videos, and inspirational information, please visit my website at reginacoley.com and check out one of my new projects, exceptionaluniversity.com, where we are helping people to restore remarkable. Check it out today. And if you are on Facebook, follow me at Motivate Her. If you are on Twitter, follow me at Motivate Her. Instagram at Motivate Her and YouTube at Motivate Her. It's been a blessing to be a blessing. See you next time.